Wendy, this song can only mean one thing. It is World Book Day.
Hmm. We're going to take a walk on the wild side.
Lou Reed.
Oh.
Oh. Today is World Book Day. Hi, everybody. It's Bill and Wendy.
I'm not fighting. I'm winning.
Oh, hi, Steve.
That was not me. I mean, that was me.
It was a younger you. Right. It was you much younger when you were earlier in the show today. All right. Because it's World Book Day, I had this idea. Tell me what you think of this. I would love for people to just call in or text in 312-981-7200 and recommend a book. Maybe something you've read recently. Maybe you read something years ago that has stayed with you, but just a book that you highly recommend. Yeah, I stole it from Oprah. I'll be honest with you. It's like Oprah's book club. But if you have a book that you would like to recommend to us, please, by all means, 312-981-7200. That's our call line and our text line. Steve, I'd love to start with you. I know what a voracious reader you are. Recommend a book. What's a book that you like?
Well, there was a book. I just finished it. It's really funny because... And it's called The Pledge. It was recommended by some people who were traveling to Switzerland with me. It's a Swiss novel.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about a police officer who's consumed by a child murder. That he promised the mother that he would find the person, and the person they thought was guilty committed suicide. Anyway, he's consumed by this, and it really takes over and destroys his life. And it was Sean Penn made it into a movie with Jack Nicholson about 20 years ago.
Was it The Crossing Guard?
It was called The Pledge. And Nicholson, I think, lived up in the woods or something, but it's a novel set, but it's a Swiss novel, and it's translated. It's very short. You can read it in just a few hours.
The Pledge.
The Pledge. But the reason, Bill, I recommend it is because listening to the police in Indiana talking yesterday about the Delphi murders,
yes,
it just sounded so...
There's a similarity.
So close to home,
yeah,
about these officers working so hard to find this murderer, that it fits perfectly with it. Very short book called The Pledge.
All right. I'll find that. I like that for sure. Do you have one, Wendy, or do you not have one?
I know. Look at me like I've never read a book before.
But you've said on the show several times that you're not a huge fan of reading.
No, I'm a fan of it. I don't do it much. There's a book that came out many years ago, but I highly recommend it. We've had this author on. His name is Kevin Guilfoyle. He's from LaGrange. It's called Cast of Shadows, and it's a thriller as well as Bertrand's suggestion. Every parent's worst nightmare, a man's teenage daughter is murdered, and there's a very unique way in which he gives his life to try and find the killer.
Ah.
I don't want to give too much away. It's really good. He does some things that are very fascinating to... I don't want to give too much away, but
This is a couple years ago?
It's 2006.
Oh.
It's pretty old. It really is an amazing thriller book that I was very sad when it was over because I wanted it to keep going.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's a good book.
Doesn't that get to you when you're really enjoying a book and you only have 25 or 30 pages left and you're like, oh.
I know.
This is too good to end.
But Cast of Shadows, Kevin Guilfoyle, one of my favorite books.
He's from...
LaGrange.
Here, yeah, LaGrange. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some similarities between your choice and Steve's choice. Mary, are you around or not around?
Oh, I'm here.
Do you have one? Is there a book that you recommend?
I don't read a lot of books just because when I go to bed, I pass out after reading like two pages.
I fall asleep with it on my chest a lot of times.
But I just joined a book club. It's kind of in my family. A bunch of nieces and nephews are doing it, so I have to stay up late to go to the book club one night a month. But anyway, we're reading that Eleanor Oliphant is Completely Fine.
Yeah.
Have you heard of that?
I've heard of it, but I don't know what it's about.
It's about a very... very bizarre girl who, and she's in her 30s when the book starts, but she's had a very tough life, and parts of her life come out through the book, and she lives in England, and she lives by herself, and she doesn't do much, and she starts doing things, and it's really interesting.
Well, that sounds
and
good.
A lot of the I haven't finished it yet, but a lot of the girls that are reading it don't like it, and a bunch do, so it's very interesting to see
who's polarizing liking. What's going on there?
Yeah, I don't know. I think the younger girls are not liking it as much as, you know.
Oh, that's interesting.
Us older women. So I'm not sure. I'm really enjoying it. It's on like the bestseller list.
And the title one more time, Mary, is what?
Eleanor Oliphant. It's Oliphant. It's Completely Fine by Gail Honeyman.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, that's cool.
Let's go to some callers. A lot of people on the phone lines. 312-981-7200. If you'd just like to recommend a book. It's World Book Day.
All right. So let's start with Janet. Janet's on the line. Hey, Janet.
The book I loved was Educated. It's a memoir by Tara Westover.
And what's her story?
She is, they say she's homeschooled, but they hardly ever teach her anything. And she's out, you know, helping in the tractors and using an outhouse and very rudimentary. The guy was a Marine, and he just raises his daughter like one of the guys, the farmhand.
Yeah.
Well, what's amazing about it is she goes on, somehow she leaves home and gets scholarships, and she ends up going to a Rhodes Scholar, and she's gone to Princeton, and this is her first book. And
oh, wow.
It is just amazing.
And did it just come out recently, or has it been out for a little bit?
You know, I didn't remember her name, so I looked it up. It came out February 20th, 2018.
So pretty recently, very recently.
It is. It's going to be for our book club June 3rd. We're all going to, you know, discuss it, and I can't wait to get there.
Excellent.
And talk about it.
The book is called Educated. Janet, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Really appreciate
Bye-bye.
It.
You should get the ladies from The View together and join a book club.
Wendy, I would do that in a minute.
I know you would.
I would love to do that.
Gary's on the line. Hey, Gary.
How you doing?
What do you got, a book for us? What is it?
Yeah, it's a good book. It's a book called The 50s. And it's written by a fellow named David Halberstam, who anything he's written I've read, and he's a tremendous writer. He passed away, was killed in a car accident maybe 3 or 4 years ago. But great book. It talks about things that happened during the 50s that impact us still today.
Oh, that sounds really good.
Yeah. It really is. It talks about, for example, the start of television. It talks about the first suburbs, Levittown, which was built out in New Jersey.
Yeah.
McDonald's has a chapter on fast food and McDonald's, which began in the 50s. Talks about the start of super highways that were built during the 50s and the Holiday Inns that sprung up as a result of that. Talks about the Cold War. A lot of political things are mentioned in it, but it's chapter by chapter. I used to teach school, and having read this book, I taught a whole lesson on things from this book by having the kids read certain segments of it. So it's really a tremendous book if you're interested in things that happened back in the 50s that still impact us today.
The book is called The 50s by David Halberstam. Thank you, Gary. Appreciate it. That sounds really interesting.
It is a good book. I'd recommend it. Thanks.
All right, take care. Thank you so much.
I think I want to read that.
That sounds so good. All right, do you have a book that you recommend? It's World Book Day. Just tell us a little bit about the book. We're at 312-981-7200. Today is World Book Day, so what we're asking from you is to just call us or text us and recommend a book. Maybe something you've read recently, maybe something you read years ago. You just can't get it out of your mind. Ernest Hemingway once said, "There is no friend as loyal as a book." That Ernest Hemingway.
There is an amazing, is it a Twilight Zone, The Last Man on Earth, and it's
Burgess Meredith.
And he has no time to read, and the world ends, and he finally has time to read, and I won't give away the end.
I think it's called All the Time in the World.
That is what
is
it's
that right?
called.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
It is really good. All right, Connie has been on hold, so let's talk to her. This is Welcome to Bill Left's Book Nook, and he's looking for ideas of what to read next.
Okay, my book is Be Free or Die.
By whom?
And it's by Kate Lineberry.
And what's it about, Connie?
It's about Robert Smalls, who escaped slavery in 1862. He was a slave in Charleston, and he was a pilot or a deckhand on a ship.
Yeah.
And he stole a ship with 15 blacks on board and made it to the Union.
And how did
right
you...
Right past Fort Sumter. It was exciting.
That's really cool.
How did you come across this book, Connie? Because it sounds like an obscure story. How did you hear about it?
I think I heard it on a Sunday morning show.
Oh, yeah? Excellent. And you highly recommend it?
Oh, I highly recommend it. It's a beautiful story, very well researched.
Be Free or Die. Connie, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Sure.
All right, that sounds good. Boy, we really can open up our eyes to different stories.
Sure.
And this is a great way to do it. Therese is on the line. Hi, Therese.
Hey, how's it going, Wendy?
Good. Bill's Book Nook, what do you have for him?
Well, this is terrific for Bill. In fact, this author is probably Bill's brother. It's called My grandmother said to tell you I was sorry, and it's by Frederick Bachman. He's, I think, Norwegian or Swedish, and he's got a whole bunch of books. This book is so phenomenal. You have no idea where it's coming from, where it's going, but the ending is great. He writes it so like you're part of it. The other book he writes that I think Bill would really enjoy, and you probably would too, Wendy, is A Man Called Ove, O-V-E.
My
it
wife
makes you laugh out loud.
All right.
Therese, my wife has read both of these books. She loves both of them, and she's recommended them. I haven't gotten to them yet, but yeah, they're in my future for sure.
Oh, my gosh. And he got the new one out. I think it's called Bear Tracks or Bear something. And it's just phenomenal. He writes so well.
That's
so
excellent.
You guys are great to put these up because I'm getting more book ideas.
Oh,
and I
excellent.
Love your show. And don't go anywhere.
Therese, you're so nice.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
If you
Appreciate
get your book
it.
Nook, I want my recipe box.
We can do something like that.
All right.
Yeah.
You got to help me here. Jim's on the line. Hey, Jim.
How you doing?
Bill's Book Nook.
What
do
you got, Jim?
I just finished a book about a subject that's not talked about far enough, suicide.
Oh.
And the book is called One More Day. It's written by a woman who, using her family network and her friends and her faith, learned to deal with her sister's suicide.
Oh, tough storyline there.
Oh, but it was so good. It's like she was sitting in the room talking to me.
Really?
I really like that book. It's called One More Day by Kim Glass.
And why did you choose that? It seems like somber subject matter, but you obviously got a lot out of it. Why? What made you choose this book?
Well, my sister recommended it to me.
Yeah, and it paid off.
We've had some suicides in the family, although not very close members. Cousins out in the East Coast, we hardly knew that well. But my sister read it. She says, you have to read this book, Jim.
Jim, it sounds so good.
Because it has to do with grief as well, because I lost my wife a few years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
She recommended it because it has to do with grief as well, because the same woman, she went through a lot. Her 15-year-old older brother fell off a cliff while they were in Hawaii and died.
Wow.
And then years later, her mom died of breast cancer, and she was in college jogging, and she was brutally raped.
Oh,
my God.
Then her sister took her own life. Now, this didn't happen weeks apart. But
right, but still, that's a lot for one family to bear. One More Day.
It's a very good book about One More Day. It's called by Kim Glass, K-Y-M-K-L-A-S-S. And I sent it to a friend in California just yesterday. I said, you've got to read this book.
Highly recommended. Jim, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. It's called One More Day. Thanks again.
Love your show, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wanda's been on hold for a while. Hey, Wanda.
Hi. Good morning. I have to recommend Robert B. Parker's The Spencer series. He's a Boston detective, used to work for the police force, but he didn't like to follow the rules.
Right.
So he's a private eye now. And I just love the characters and the dialogue so much. I have the whole series in my hope chest, and every couple of years I'll pull them all out and read them in consensual order again. They're just so fun.
You know, they made a TV series out of that for a while, right? Spencer for Hire?
Yes, and I got it. It's not as good. Of course, but it's okay.
Yeah.
The other thing was that he died a few years ago, and his estate hired two authors to keep the Spencer character going.
Oh, interesting. Are they as good with the new authors or not as good?
Yes they are.
They held up. Excellent. Well, thank you for the recommendation. I really appreciate it, Wanda.
You betcha. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I quickly recommend something? One of my all-time favorite books. I've read it twice, and I'm getting ready to read it a third time. It's a book called Confederacy of Dunces. A guy named John Kennedy O'Toole wrote it. The backstory on this is as interesting as the novel itself. He couldn't get it published. He tried everything, and no publisher would touch it. He died. He took his own life. And then his mother went to all these publishers and begged and said, please reread this. One of them did end up publishing it, and it became a bestseller. It's such a great book. The characters are so well layered. There's interesting twists and turns all throughout it. It's called Confederacy of Dunces. I urge you to read it. It's really, really great.
All right. A couple of texts. Confederacies of Dunces.
A Confederacy of Dunces.
Okay. I have to read this. Six People You Meet in Heaven by Mitch Albom.
Yeah.
Which I always say his name wrong. Did I say it right?
Yeah, you got it.
All
right. You got it.
And somebody said there's a Joni Mitchell story that was really great. I highly recommend it. It's called, I can't find it now, Tremendous Biography, Reckless Daughter, A Profile of Joni Mitchell. Such a great read. Someone says The Stand. They read it.
Yeah,
Stephen
so
King
good.
All the time.
If not his best, certainly one of his best. Easily one of his best.
And there are many more, which we should put together here. And Devil in the White City, of course. I started
is that
reading
good?
That.
You never finished
no.
it? No. Oh, it's so good. It's really, really good. All right, so happy World Book Day, everybody. Go out and read. It's very, very important. We'll take a quick break and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.